If I get to be here in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, I definitely have the better end of the deal. But Machane Talmud Torah has begun, and I'm jealous of you, even though I'm in Yerushalayim, but Torah goes everywhere in the world, and Torah right now is in Pennsylvania. I'm mekana you. I would love to be there with you, and I'm so happy that Adaris HaTorah is an international yeshiva, and the Torah travels everywhere. Har Sinai wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. It was in the Midbar, and it shows that Torah can really be everywhere. And tonight is especially dear to me. Our dear friend, Rav Usher Chechik Shlita, is getting married in a backyard in Connecticut. And I dedicate the shmooze to Rav Usher. And a lot of what we're talking about here are things that he lived in our yeshiva. So let's get ready for Shavuos. We've been talking about learning Torah the whole Zman. Since the beginning of this Zman, which has been a rough Zman, we've been talking about working on Talmud Torah because we're not in yeshiva. And when we're not in yeshiva, we don't have the energy of yeshiva pushing the Torah. So we have to push ourselves. We have to create the Eish, the fire, on our own. And we've been going from Pesach to Shavuos to prepare for Matan Torah. We're counting towards Matan Torah. We're getting ready. And the Ramban writes that from Pesach to Shavuos is really one long Chol HaMoed. It's really one big yontif with one theme. Yetzias Mitzrayim to get to Matan Torah. There's something amazing. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Tef Zayin, the Gemara says, Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu Avil Lefanai Omer B'Pesach, we bring the Korban Omer on Pesach, Kedesh Tisbaruch Lechem Tvua Shebesadis, so that the Tvua, the grain, should have bracha. Why do we bring the Shtei Alechem on Atzeres? Mipnei Sha'atzeres Zman Peres Ta'ilan Hu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hevi Lefan Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres Kadosh Baruch Hu Lachem Peres Ta'ilan. Very difficult to understand what this is. Somehow, we're bringing karbonis and we're bringing bracha to the world. The Karbon Omer is a bracha for all the grain, and that's on Pesach. And the Shtei Alechem, which is also grain, and it's a little bit difficult to understand, but somehow is a bracha on peiros, on fruit. The peiros ha'ilan. I don't want to get into exactly why the Shtei Alechem helps for fruit, but let's try to understand what's going on over here. Why is Pesach a zman of grain? And why is Shavuos this man of Paris? So Kibalti, the following beautiful understanding, and this is really what we've been going through the whole time. We've been discussing that Sfiras HaOmer is a way of preparing the mensch to become ready to be mekabel the Torah. Taking all the koichas that we have and trying to channel them so that we're ready to get the Torah and become something. Become a gavra. Become the person, the Adam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam HaRishon originally to be a Mekabel Torah. It didn't work out. And then Abraham rebuilt the entire world to create an Ama Nivchar to get to Matan Torah, to be Mekabel the Torah. And from Pesach until Shavuos, we're trying to become that Adam, that person who can be Mekabel the Torah. And that's why Pesach is this amount of grain. What's grain? Grain are seeds. Grain is seeds. Potential. A seed, tfuah, is not the fruit itself, but it's what could become a fruit. And Pesach is this man when Klal Yisrael becomes an embryo growing and growing and growing to become a person. But it's all potential, it's all seeds. Seeds are all, could become things, should become things, but have not done anything yet. You know, one of the worst insults or greatest compliments you can give somebody is, you know, he has potential. It's either an insult or a compliment. You know when it's an insult or a compliment? It depends how old you are. If you're 10 years old and they say, he has a lot of potential, that's a very big compliment because nothing was supposed to happen to you yet. You weren't supposed to accomplish anything yet. So you're just a seed packed with potential. But if you're 45 years old and they're saying, you know, he has a lot of potential, then he's a failure. He's somebody who didn't do anything yet. Where was he? Pesach is this man to work on seeds. The entire Sfiras HaOmer is getting towards using the potential and finding ourselves. But the Yontif of Shavuos is Peiros, the fruits of our labor. Becoming something, doing something. Torah allows a person not to just have potential. Torah allows a person to have real Maisa Yadayim, real fruits of their labor. And that's why on Shavuos, we bring a carbon for Peiros, Ta'ilon, because it's a zman of finished products, right? When things grow on trees, we have a lemon tree in our backyard. It's unbelievable. It's the lemons, they're green, and they're on there for months, and then all of a sudden they become yellow and fatter, and then they fall down when they're done, when they're a finished product. That's Peiros Ha'ilon. And that's the yontif that Shavuos is supposed to be, is a yontif of actualizing our potential. And there's a very difficult Gemara that I'd like to share with you, a Gemara that I've never spoke about, Barak. The Gemara in Shabbos on Peches says something very interesting. The Gemara is talking about why Klal Yisrael got the Torah during Sivan. The Gemara says the following, amazing Gemara. Dorish ahuv li la aleder of chista. Baruch rachmana diyoyev uriyan tlisa la'am tlisa. Hashem gave the Torah that's a threesome. Why is the Torah a threesome? Rashi explains the Torah as Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Interesting. Nevi'im and Ksuvim weren't written yet. We're just getting the Torah now. But Torah is a threesome. Hashem gave us the Torah, a threesome. La'am tzlisa, to the nation of three. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Interesting. Three types of Yidden. Al yidei tzlisoi, through the third person. Who's that? Moshe Rabbeinu was the third born in his family. Miriam, Aaron, and then Moshe. He was number three. What's going on over here? Biyom Tlisa, on the third day of Prisha, right? They had the Shleishus Yimei Hagbalah. Biyarcha Tlisa, in the third month. Sivan, Nisan Yer Sivan. What is going on is Gemara. I mean, you read this Gemara and you're Mekayim Talmud Torah by reading it, but you don't know what it's talking about. What is the big deal of the number three? And I don't think we've ever discussed in a Shmuz the number three. I remember discussing the number one. I remember discussing the number two with you. I remember even perhaps the number five, the number seven, the number six, the number eight. Number three, this is an Adaras HaTorah first. We are now going to discuss the number three, and it's embarrassing that we haven't discussed it yet. What is the big deal with the number three? Why is it the Torah is shayach to three? What's the connection over here? The answer is the following. The Torah once is creating a finished product. Fruits! Developed people. The way you develop yourself is to become a bar das. You know, the Torah starts with the letter bays. Two. Why does the Torah start with the letter bays? The reason is because bays is options. And essentially, when Hashem created the world, Hashem was echad, was one. But Hashem wanted to create a world where there were choices to be made, where you couldn't just say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, but you would have to make decisions to go with Hashem, to go, chas v'shalom, the wrong way, to go left, to go right, to make all sorts of decisions. The world was created essentially with the letter Beis, because Beis is choices. But someone who just sticks around with choices, Beis, he's wishy-washy. He's got to make a decision in life. What are you doing with yourself? Where are you? What are you investing in? A little bit of this, a little bit of that. You're dabbling, wishy-washy. No, we need a ksav hashlishi shiachria v'neiah. We need a decision. After the letter Beis, man is brought into this world to make a mastana, a bottom line about what life is about. That's his job. He's put into a world with choices. And he has to bring it home. That's number three. Number three is that I'm deciding. Hashem gave me an option. He gave me a world of choices of the number two. And with those, I'm picking away. I'm being machria. And perhaps this is the idea that even though the Torah starts with two bays, but the luchos start with an aleph, anoichi. And the idea is that a person starts in life with options of what he can do, of being wishy-washy, and he brings it back to one. The two and the one become the three. That's the idea of Torah. The idea of Torah is coming to a full development, and everything develops this way in Klal Yisrael. Not just good and bad, but even good at different types of good. Avraham Avinu was the first of the Avos. Yitzchak Avinu was the second of the Avos. They were two, but they needed someone to bring it all together. The Bechira Avos, Yaakov Avinu, was in the middle, dealing with both sides. The Zohar HaKadosh says he was a Yoshev Ohalim. He sat in two tents. Which two tents did Yaakov Avinu sit in? He sat in the tent of Avraham Avinu, of Chesed, the tent of Yitzchak Avinu, of Din, and he brought them home into one. V'ksav hashlishi, shiachria b'neihem. That's the idea of three. This the Maharal explains in Tiferes Yisrael. He says that in Perek Yud Aleph, that this is the idea of the Torah being given as a third, as three. And he says, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was born as the third in his family because he was the most developed in this way for Torah. And he was a yasher. The Maharal says that's why he was upset. When he saw an injustice, he took a stand. We see so many times in the Torah. He took a stand for what was right because he was a yasher. He was straight. The Maharal says, who's straight? Someone who has this power. One option, other option, ksav hashlishi shachri b'neim, the straight path in the middle. The straight path in the middle. And it's about being worked out, not just learning Torah, but letting Torah make you a bar das. It's one of the greatest compliments you can give somebody, is he's a bar das. What's a bar das? A bar das is someone who has three things. He has chachma. Chachma means he's got a lot of deep ideas in his head. Then he's got bina, where he sort of works them out. He's maven davar mitoch davar, and he comes up with something. And then das, he comes out with a maskana, solid. He doesn't leave the sugya open-ended. He starts the sugya with chachma, number one. He develops it with bina, lahavin davar mitov davar, and then das, he makes a maskana. He makes a decision what pshat is in the sugya. You know, everyone likes to throw around the term Das Torah. It's hard to find the makar for the words Das Torah. But what's the idea of Das Torah? Someone who's decided, who's figured it out, who has life in his hands, he understands. That's why we were given Shavuos. To become people who have things figured out. So clear and deciding where we are and on what team. But not to be wishy-washy. And I would like to show you an amazing Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin has a famous Gemara that most of us have heard Purim time. Esther min haTorah minayin. Where's the makor for Esther? Anoichi haster aster es pana. This is a Gemara in Shiluach HaKan towards the end of Maseches Chulin, Kuflam and Tesam at Beis. The Gemara also brings another interesting makor for the makor for where Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Torah. Moshe min haTorah minayin. Says the Pasuk in Bereishis, by the door Amabel, Vayomer Hashem lo yodim ruchi ba'adam lo'olam bishagam hu basar, vayu yomav meya ve'esrim shana. What is this? What's the remez over here? Bishagam is gematria of k'mo Moshe. Interesting. The makor for Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Dor HaFlava, and it says it was 120 years. They lived 120 years. Perfect reference to Moshe. Perfect reference for Moshe. This is where you put Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah. In the Dor HaMabul. In the Dor HaMabul. Okay, it's a good gematria. What does it have to do with Moshe Rabbeinu? Says the Maharal in Chidushi Avaras in Chulin. Then what was the Dor HaMabul? You know why there was so much water in the Dor HaMabul? Why there was a flood? Because they were wishy-washy. Wishy-washy. They were flaky. They were airheads. They couldn't figure out what life was about. And that's what a Mabul is. A lot of water. When you put water on a table, it has no, it's not deciding anything. It's just all over the place. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's name? Says the Maharal. It's such an interesting name, and he got this name from Basya Bas Paro. Mina Mayim Mishisuhu. You ever think about that? That the leader of Klal Yisrael is that you wrote that he came out of water? Why is that the name for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mekabel Torah? Says the Maharal, Moshe Rabbeinu represents getting above all of those options, all of that water, and emerging a man, becoming a gavra, minamayim mishisu. Moshe Rabbeinu was taking the world to clarity, to decision making. Not that all the options were open, and that's the remez, the tikkun for the Dor HaMabul. All of the surfing the internet, which is mamish the Dor HaMabul. All of the binging and all of the sitcoms and all of the trash, all of that is the mayim of the Dor HaMabul. And there's only one thing that makes us get out of it. Moshe, Tiras Moshe, the ability of Mina Mayim Mishisu, the ability to climb out of all of these animalistic urges and become a real decided Gavra. That's the Kayach of Tira. That's the koyach of Torah being the number three, fully developed, fully balanced. And I was wondering a chiddush. We're going to say a chiddush, a gemara that we quote all the time, but this time with a nice twist. Because this gemara that we just read said that why was Moshe Rabbeinu number three? Why was he number three? He was number three because he was the third born. And the Maharal says we find that when you're the third that's born, that's a very good quality. We explain because of the balance. The first one, the second one, and then the third one's the Ksav HaShlishi HaMachri B'nei. But it's also true, we know there's something called an Igla Tilsai. An Egel, a calf, that's the third from the mother's womb is a better choice meat. I don't know in the restaurants in New York City if they know this secret or not. We could make it a big money maker. After the schmooze, we'll start selling third stomach or third womb meat. Be a good fundraiser for Yeshiva to help support all of our new campuses all over the world. But let's see what the Gemara says. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says about Rav Yosef. We love this Gemara. We quote this Gemara all the time. The Gemara in Psachim Amsamachesim at base. Rav Yosef, B'yomad Atzarta, on the day of Shavuos, Amar Avdali Igla Tlasa. Make me, every year I translate this as rack of lamb. Igla Tlasa. Why did Rav Yosef want an Igla Tlasa? Why was he celebrating Shavuos so much? He says, Ilam Hayomad Ikagarin. If it wasn't for this day that caused this, Kama Yosef Ika Bishuka. How many Joes would there be in the Shuk? Right? This is thousands of years old Makar for just another Joe. Right? This is the first Makar. I can't believe there's another one. I'd just be another Joe. Right? Another Yosef in the Shuk if it wasn't for this day. What was he celebrating? What was Rav Yosef celebrating? Rav Yosef was celebrating. What does it mean to be just another Joe in the Shuk? There's so many people in the world who haven't decided anything. They're basically just a National Geographic study. And that's how all the advertising companies study them. Millions of people like this amount of sweetener in their coffee. Millions of people like this amount of tartness in their lemonade. And they study you like an animal. And it works. That's how people make money today. That's how marketing works. You study the human race. And they're so predictable. How many men get married at their mother-in-laws? That's where mother-in-law jokes come from. Don't you realize? They do a poll. How many of you get along with your mother-in-law? How many of you can't stand your mother-in-law? But that's made. If you go to a zoo, you can't tell the difference between one monkey or the other. They all look the same. There's just a bunch of species. And if you study one or two or three or four, if you study an aardvark in Spain, he's probably going to act like an aardvark in Taiwan. It doesn't make a difference. He's an aardvark. He's programmed to act a certain way. There's nothing unique about him. And so he just joins the millions in his behaviors because it's just let loose. There's no real decision making. There's no real bechira. Rav Yosef says, "Ilav hayoma de kagarim." If it wasn't for this day, kama Yosef ika bishuka. Oh my goodness, I would just be another Joe. I would be a guy that just gets upset at my mother-in-law, that likes this amount of sweetener, that likes to go to Florida. Bechule, bechule. You could just study me like a National Geographic discovery. That's what would become of me. Torah made me an individual. It made me decide. It gave me chokhma, bina, das. It gave me ksav hashlishi lachriya b'neyem. It made me develop. It made me become who I am. And without it, I wouldn't have become anything. I just would have been wishy-washy in the world of surfing the internet and binging and who knows what else. And perhaps that's why he picked an Igla Tulsa. What's an Igla Tulsa? This rack of lamb, this calf, what is this? Says Rashi, shlish mi beten. So I always thought all the years, shlish mi beten, you know, it's just a good choice meat. No, it's so much more deep. Rav Yosef says, I'm going to celebrate with the theme of Shavuos. The number three, development, chachma, bina, das, ksav, ashlishi, lachriya, beinayim, peiros, real fruits of my labor, fully developed. Adam at his best. That's this beautiful Iglet Tzlisai, amazing. This is my matana for you to inaugurate Pennsylvania, this chiddush. This is Misameach Leva Anashim. And we have to realize that it's not good enough to just learn Torah. We have to become Torah. Enough of this. We have to say to ourselves, I'm saying it to myself right now, Stark, you're getting too old for this. They're just going to say about him, you know, he had a lot of potential. And I picture people saying that about me now, and I feel like such a loser. And I got to get it together. I don't want to be one of those guys who's 80 years old. You know, there are these people in the more modern world, they're 80 years old. They go, you want to know what I got on my SATs? I got a 1600. Fellow, did you do anything after your SATs, or you spent the rest of your life talking about your 1600? What's going on over here? That's not a life. That's a seed that didn't sprout, that didn't grow. That's shayach to Pesach. That's shayach to Sfiras HaOmer. But if by Matan Torah, we don't become payros, we don't become developed, we don't have das. Das. You know what das is in the sugya? Whoever wants to be mekabel to have das in the sugya. What does it mean? Chachma, Bina, and das, these three. I'll tell you, learn the sugya so well that you get angry at your chavrusa. You might even get angry at your Rebbe. Get angry. But don't just get angry for the chill of getting angry. Get angry because you know the sugya so well and you're not going to tolerate a crump shot. You're a bar das. All of us are capable of not just learning Torah, being Torah, getting into it, being koineh, developing ourselves in Torah. Not potential. That's for losers. That's for losers. And a lot of times people in yeshiva, they love to say, a first-year bacher goes, oh, I'm just a first-year bacher. I have all the time in the world. Second-year bacher says, oh, I'm just a second-year bacher. And the third-year, fourth-year, fifth-year, shidduchim, married, kids. Grandfather! Come on, let's go. We don't have time. We have to get it together. And Klal Yisrael knew this secret. They knew a secret. The Gemara says that the Malachi Asharis, the secret from the Malachi Asharis, Migilam Razu, who revealed it to them? When they got the Torah, you know what they said? Nase v'nishma. We will do and we will hear. And this has become, this is Klal Yisrael, Nase v'nishma. Everybody knows this is Nase v'nishma. This is what makes us so great. Nase v'nishma. What is so great about Nase v'nishma? What is the big deal of Nas V'Nishma? You know what it is? That is Torah. It's telling Bari Eilam, Bari Eilam, you're about to bring down from Shemayim a book, a Torah that's going to make us great. We will become that. And then we'll think about it later. But we'll become it. Sometimes we think about things way too much before. And by the time we're done thinking, life passes us by. Maybe I'll work on this. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I should stop that. Maybe I should do a little more of this. Just do it. Right? There's a reason Nike's slogan, since I'm a little kid, has been just do it. Because it's a great slogan. It's probably the best one in advertising history, in my opinion. Just. And I want you to know that's the secret to all success. Do you think, everybody's asking me, are yeshivas in Pennsylvania? They're asking me to explain the Rosh Yeshiva, what he's thinking, what he's doing. Rosh Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, he deals with all these things on his own and carries them all on his shoulders. He doesn't put them on any of us. But what's the secret over there? You know what the secret is? He doesn't think as much as everyone else. You'll excuse me. He thinks enough to make good decisions, and then he does them. And the other people are philosophizing. Is the Rosh Yeshiva crazy? He's brilliant. No, he's crazy. He's brilliant. I don't know. Can it happen? Where did he get the money for this thing? Nobody knows anything. But the Rashima's laughing straight to the bank because Adaras HaTorah is doing it, is being Mekabel Torah during one of the most difficult kufas in modern history. We're doing it. And it comes with responsibility. Any one of us who's part of this team has to be doing it, has to be becoming it, has to be stopping things, has to be growing, has to be getting into the sugya, getting angry about the sugya, getting happy about the sugya, being makabo the Torah, Naas Eben Ishma. And we all can do this, my friends. I hope I can do it. You're younger than me, so there's more hope for you. But all of us can do this, and we should be zeicha. This is real. This is happening. All of you are becoming great. We just have to let ourselves become that. Let ourselves develop properly. Let ourselves learn the Torah the way it's supposed to be learned. Let ourselves watch over our neshamas the way they're supposed to be watched over. And watch, the seeds will become fruit. The seeds will become fruit. I promise you, it works. The system works. We should all be zeicha to the Eitz Chaim, hi l'machazikim ba. The Eitz Chaim, the Torah, these are where the fruit comes from this Eitz Chaim. And we should be zeicha to come back to Eretz Yisrael, not just to Adaras HaTorah, to be mekabel the Torah of Kimitziyam Teitzei Sairah, but to be mekabel the Torah from Melech HaMashiach with Binyan Vayishlishi, and bring the Shtei Halechem this year, Bezus Hashem, on Shavuos, in Yerushalayim, Er HaKodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. I love you all, and a great night.